Hey, we're Three Mormons. We're a YouTube show.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Thanks for listening.
Thou fool that shall say, a Bible. We have a Bible, and we need no more Bible. Okay. Not lots of people say that, right? It's like, we already got a Bible. What's with this Book of Mormon? What's with this Doctrine and Covenants? What's with this modern revelation? Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. However, we also believe in the Bible. We don't need to talk about that even more. It's kind of ignorant to say that Mormons don't believe in the Bible. We just do.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way around it. We believe in the Bible. There's no arguing that.
It's actually the first scripture in our canon. Like, if you were to look at our canon, the Old Testament and the New Testament come before the Book of Mormon. So.
That's true.
Do you guys realize how amazing it is that the Bible was even preserved until 2017? This thing was written
really
4,000 years before the birth of Christ, and now we still have these records. And so it's really interesting to think about the miracles that came to pass, if we're going to use scripture language here, came to pass in order for the Bible to exist today.
Such as it started with the Adamic language,
yeah.
The language of Adam and Eve. Then, you know, it goes to Hebrew. And then after Hebrew...
Egyptian. Yeah, so
Egyptian.
Clearly Abraham started to take over the records of Adam, which then went to Moses. And then Moses, he abridged the first five books of the Old Testament. So he had to change it to Egyptian, because how was he raised? By the Egyptians. And then this language went on for a long period of time until it hit the period of Jesus. And Jesus spoke in Aramaic, which was the language of the Babylonians, because Jerusalem was actually taken over by the Babylonians. And then this language is changed into Greek, which was the language of the learned. Which then was changed into the language of Latin because the Roman Catholic Church decided to take these scriptures, put them into a Bible. The Roman Catholic Church took the scriptures, put it together, and in Latin they would use it in their masses. But it wasn't part of common society. It was just part of, you know, the fathers and the Pope. Those are the people that dealt with the Bible.
The normal people didn't really have access to the Bible. They couldn't read it. They couldn't read, first of all, but they weren't able to have the scriptures for themselves.
Nor understand it because it was still in Latin.
That's another good point.
So what happened was, you know, Gutenberg, he created the printing press, and then this exploded. Bibles were translated into several different languages, primarily German, and then other Anglo-Saxon languages, and then into Spanish and Portuguese, and the list goes on, right? And so the Bible was translated an infinite amount of times. I don't even know. But we use the King James
Version. There is a number, to be fair. There is a number. It probably wasn't infinite. A couple times, but let's go forever.
Like one less than infinite. Just go with it.
So, so we should appreciate the Bible for what it is. It is a miracle. The fact that it exists is amazing. It is the hand of God in these men who were preserving this work for us so we can have the record of the ancient Jews. That's important to me. I think that's amazing.
Yes.
And I think paired with the Book of Mormon, it's phenomenal. You have the East and the West both testifying of Christ.
Paired with the Book of Mormon? So you're saying that there's scriptures outside of the enclosed capsule of the Bible?
Yeah. So for our non-LDS friends out here, I know that's a wacky idea, but I know it also kind of makes sense. God is going to speak to all of his children. The Bible was
a record of those that were in the Middle East.
Yes. The Bible is a record of those that were in the Middle East. The Book of Mormon is a record of those who are here in the Americas. And one day, maybe, we could have a record of those in the Oriental, a record of those in Australia. You know, who knows what will come out. But it's important to know that God speaks to his children all over the world.
So let's hit the doctrine here. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we don't believe that God has only revealed his works, he's only revealed his word through sola scriptura, which just means that revelation can only come by way of the Bible. We believe that revelation can come by way of the Bible. However, we have an open canon. We believe that there can be other records that can be added on. That's why we have modern prophets like Joseph Smith. Those that are in the Book of Mormon are considered modern prophets, right?
And let's be clear, everything in the New Testament are apostles adding on to what was there before. The entire part of the Bible, which means collection, if I'm not wrong.
Library,
collection.
Little library. Yeah, it comes from the French word bibliothèque, which means library.
The Bible translated means library. It's a collection. And that's important to recognize because collections can be added onto. Now, we should probably address the parts in the Bible that do state you shall not add on to this.
Right.
Parts
in Deuteronomy and in Revelations, it says you should not add on to this. And The way we interpret that is we should not add on to the revelation given to John, or we should not add on to the law, which was the revelation given in Deuteronomy. Those things, it's the law of Moses, and it was the revelation given to John. Yes. It's not saying, do not add on to this library that you have, because the Bible is called a library, right? So not to rain on anyone's parade, but what I'm trying to say here is, don't you want a bigger library than the one you already have? Do you want to put limits on God?
I don't.
I don't want to put limits on God.
Yes. I also want to emphasize this very important point. If we look at those verses and we say you cannot add onto the Bible at all, one, that would mean the Bible came out just the way we have it, which isn't true. It didn't all come out at once.
Lots of translations came until that verse actually came to your face.
And also, for example, Deuteronomy 4:2. If we're not supposed to add onto the Bible, then we wouldn't have the New Testament. We wouldn't have the earthly mission of Christ at all. So you can't take those verses to mean, you know, considering... You can't take those verses to mean that nothing will ever be added onto God's plethora of words. He has amazing revelation. It's going to keep going. It doesn't mean you get my point.
Yeah, we also don't believe.
I need food.
We also don't believe that Mormons have ownership over all words of God.
That's true.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Words of God can touch anyone in this world. Mormon, yes. Catholic, Muslim, any religion that you want to think of, people can be touched by God in their own personal way, and they can write it down, right?
And I will also add, if you have the Holy Spirit with you, the Spirit can help you differentiate from what is true and what is not true in other texts.
But we believe that the Bible, the Book of Mormon, they were written by prophets called of God. Mm-hmm. These are not just like random people that were like, I'm just going to feel the Spirit and write it down. No, these were people that were called by God so they could write words that would be good for our day so that we can read them and apply them in our lives and be like, wow, I need this. I need this for my day.
And translated by those who may not have been prophets, but the Lord inspired them to get that work done so we can benefit from it. Hey, let's just say this. The Bible is true. The Bible is a wonderful book and we all need it.
Yeah, and also the Bible is something that we should look to every day. Lots of people nowadays think, oh, the Bible is an ancient text. It's got fallacies. Don't look at it that way. Mm. Don't look at it as something that has fallacious arguments or fallacious stories. Or how could someone get animals two by two and put them into an ark and survive? That's not the purpose of the Bible. Sometimes we need to take it literally. Sometimes we need to take it symbolically. Mm. And that's when it comes down to us reading it by the Spirit. When we read something by the Spirit with the intention to do good, there will be only blessings that come by that.
And, you know, it's also okay to have different opinions on things in the Bible.
Yes!
Some people think the story of Noah's Ark is symbolic. Some people think it literally happened. Okay? And that's fine. You can have different opinions, but have the Spirit with you and know that Christ lived. Is that too much to ask?
That was great. There's great inspired text in the Book of Mormon. And in this passage, 2 Nephi chapter 29, verses 6 through 8, it says, "Thou fool! That shall say, a Bible. We have got a Bible, and we need no more Bible. Have ye obtained a Bible, save it were by the Jews? Know ye not that there are more nations than one? Know ye not that I, the Lord your God, have created all men, and that I remember those who are upon the isles of the sea, and that I rule in the heavens above and in the earth beneath, and I bring forth my word unto the children of men, yea, even upon all nations of the earth?
Wherefore murmur ye because that ye shall receive more of my word? Know ye not that the testimony of two nations is a witness unto you that I am God, that I remember one nation like unto another? Wherefore I speak the same words unto one nation like unto another, and when the two nations shall run together, the testimony of the two nations shall run together also." And we leave this with you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. If you want to watch our videos, check us out on YouTube. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And if you don't want to watch our videos, they'll still pop up on your video feed on the right side of your YouTube channel. They'll be there. We'll find you someday.